Spankwagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So if you're not mature, turn the fucking thing off.
Lines. I can't even hear myself. What the hell? Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Where are we? I don't know where the hell we're at.
We are live in Mr. Gerald Saunders' studio.
Damn.
Yeah, tell me how that sounds.
I don't know. I can't tell anything right now. My meters say I'm sounding like shit, so I'll just assume I'm sounding like shit and then go from there. I don't even know how I'm recording. So ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest tonight's podcast and video cast only internet radio show. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I hope my audio is good. I'm going to have to rely entirely on... Oh, that would help me. See, that's a volume control for the monitor.
Oh.
And when you turn it all the way to the left, I can't hear
it. And you turn it off, but now you can hear it.
And now I could turn it up in the middle, and I can hear just fine. So, God...
You know, I give Trench a lot of crap for his shitty board skills.
Oh, I have shitty board skills.
As the last couple of shows we've done have really proven. But you know what? It's good to know that he can correct himself. So that's
yes, I can adjust myself frequently. And speaking of adjusting ourselves, because we are here in the studio, come over here, of Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
How you doing? How's it going?
How you doing, sir?
You got something going on in the back photo?
Studio?
Is that the main or is that the back photo?
That's the main studio back
there. That's the main studio. I saw a lovely young woman walk in just a little while ago.
Lovely? How about just fucking hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
We have hot chicks here all the time. That's the point.
Can I tell you how awesome your life is? I mean, really.
Here, let's get you on. You know what? I think this mic. Here, take that mic.
Take the
guest mic. It's on.
I've been wandering around the studio here every once in a while, grabbing a beer, doing a couple things, and you've got porn
everywhere.
Well, that's because it's a porn studio.
Well, yeah, but
well, you know.
Expect that there would be, you know, non-porn related items, but I mean, there's penthouse everywhere, there's some porn stacks.
Yeah.
Stacks and stacks of porn DVDs.
And, well,
tons.
I agree with you, and that's the whole point of it. Although there is NASCAR on the big screen TV right now.
Yes, there is NASCAR. So I feel it's like porn and redneck.
Well,
if
truth be known, I'm from North Carolina, so fuck.
Are a redneck.
I'm a redneck, and
okay.
I do porn. So there you go.
There you go.
But in a little while,
uh-oh,
we've got some porn being shot.
Pop those peas a little more, sir.
Oh, we've got.
Sorry, I'm a dick.
I'll put my own windscreen on. It's my own windscreen.
Your own windscreen.
We got some porn that's going to be shot in the very next room, just on the other side of that wall right there.
Do we have the wireless? No, we don't. Damn.
I'll go and get it. You know, how great would that be to try and interview them as they're doing the scene with the wireless mic? How funny would that
That'd
be?
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be funny.
I'll go and get the wireless for my truck as soon as the token Negro arrives.
Who's not only does he, you know, it's
okay,
funny.
Now, I'm going to take responsibility for him being late.
You are?
Because I asked him to stop and get me tacos.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, that's fair. Because if you're
lost.
Asking him to get you tacos and then he gets lost, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is totally, totally your fucking fault.
Totally my fault. By the way, guys, I did also just upload the video of Gia Ray taking shots to the face from the Nerf gun for porn last week. That is uploaded on YouTube. The link is in the forums under the web video section, wherever. I put it up there so you guys could see and have a good time with it. So
that was hilarious.
Actually, it was a lot of fun, and we need to kind of explain what's going on here for listeners. Tonight, we're having an issue. It's a technical – actually, it's a port forwarding issue with the audio stream. So if you're a podcast listener, we really – or I should say a live audio listener, we really apologize. Podcast listeners, you already figured that out. You're listening to me just fine. And video people, because we don't have the port forwarding issues, you guys are just fine as well.
Yeah.
But I do want to point out that we are homeless still, but – you know, all things are things, and we're still hunting, but do we really want to tell them the big surprise yet?
Oh, we have a huge announcement for you guys.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to hold off on the whole huge announcement.
And I'm going to get back to some porn here for a minute.
Yeah,
but I
why are you out here talking to us?
Yeah, we have dicks and there's a hot chick back there.
Well, we're waiting for Thomas to get here to...
Thomas. Sophisticated porn.
Yeah, this is actually not a scene that I'm in. It's just one that I'm shooting for another company.
Uh-huh.
So there you go.
Now, is this a straight
So
scene,
this is porn I can watch where I won't have randomly see your dick.
Just runs over.
Yeah, so it'll be
yes,
porn.
Every time, yeah.
You'd be seeing my photographic skills, but not my dick. Yeah.
Now, is this a bondage scene or a straight scene?
No,
or?
It's a boy-girl scene for a website called blackteenseeker.com.
Wait a minute. Do I have that one? Do I have that? I think I do.
I may have that one bookmarked.
You do?
There you go.
All right.
Very well might.
Well, probably about half that website's been shot in this studio. So
damn.
Maybe more.
Nice.
We've been shooting for about 3.5-4 years, I guess, for that here. So anyway, the girl we're shooting tonight, her name is Sunshine Star. And she's really hot, as you said.
Very.
Maybe,
yes.
Maybe we can get her out here to talk with you guys later.
Could we get her out here naked?
Well, I guess that'd be the point.
Winner!
Yeah.
All right, go back to your work. We're going to start our show. Ladies and gentlemen, as we said, this is Spank Wagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm your host, Trencher, sitting in front of me.
I'm Murphy.
And missing in action
is DeGaff.
And he'll get here as soon as he can.
Yeah. You know, the poor bastard, the one time we send him into the places that he doesn't know where he's going, it has to be raining like crazy outside, and his fucking windshield wipers are destroyed right now.
Oh, nice.
And it is pouring rain here in the valley, which... For those of you that don't live in Vegas, you should understand that that's just a nightmare because you have people who don't know how to drive in the rain, people that haven't driven in the rain in years since they've moved here, and you have all the oil and dust from the street that just comes
up,
and those roads just get so goddamn slick out there. So I hope he shows up soon, and I hope he shows up alive.
By the way, I'm looking in the chat room. 1077X said, since no live show, you guys owe me a hooker.
Yeah, you know what? You go ahead and pay for it and put it on our tab.
Yeah.
Because you owe us more.
Actually, no. You know what? We got to play this. If you can, let me bring up the audio. In the intro folder, there's that 1077 or that new Spank
tag.
Intro.
The new tag?
The new Spank intro. No, the tag is the tag. Play the new Spank intro because that came from... That came from 1077X.
Okay, I have it. I don't know how loud I... Cause I
go for it.
I'm down. So. All right, here it is.
Spank Wagon Radio is on air. Warning, the content of this show is intended for mature audiences. So
that's
if you're not
funny.
Mature, turn
that's
the fucking tough. Thing
I
off.
I like that. You know, you commented earlier how it seems like every radio guy's voice all sounds alike.
They do. Every radio guy sounds exactly alike. I can't figure it out why that is. They just do. Is that wrong of me to say that? Is that just wrong of me? So tonight, I don't know. We're still going to follow the normal break schedule just to kind of warn everybody, for the podcast listeners, for the video listeners. We do love you. Who in the fuck goes into a chat room with pure white text? Seriously. Jody. Someone named Jody. Is that Jody? All right. So we want you guys to join Spankwagon. I'm getting really comfortable in this chair. I could do a show like this more often. We want you guys to go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat because that's where everything's happening
that's
tonight.
That's where the fun stuff is.
The chat room is wide open, and the video camera is on. Unfortunately, me, I don't have enough here to really be worth it. Show them your chubby tits. There you go. Oh, look at that, Murphy. Yeah, all right. Got some other things I want to kind of cover. I think we already covered the new intro, so thank you very much. We really, really appreciate that. That will be our new intro going forward. So we always love that. We love it like when Jody from Canada A gives us the promos. We love the free shit. I won't lie. We love the free shit.
Yeah, and guys, just because we're only doing video right now doesn't mean there won't be a podcast. We absolutely will have a podcast.
Totally, we'll have a podcast going. Hey!
Podcast, and please, by all means. I want to say something real quick, too. It's kind of funny how we've gotten more popular since we've been homeless. Guys, tell your friends, tell your buddies. Gia Ray, that girl went insane today. Here, I got your...
We got you, Mike. We got you set up over there, dude.
Went insane today pimping us on MySpace. And thank you, girl. Thank you.
Am I?
You're on.
You guys don't give fucking directions for fucking shit.
That from him.
Dude.
No. I mean, not that. I mean, oh, you know, go in, pull in, make a left, make a right. I mean, he was like, all I got was, I want some motherfucking tacos. I want some fucking tacos. I don't give a shit if you're in the rain, motherfucker. I don't give a shit you don't know where the fucking place is.
Hey, I already took responsibility, and
the place is so fucking secretive, even Decaf didn't know where the fuck it was. That's how fucking secretive it was.
It's so dark out, you look white.
I got your Taco Bell, motherfucker, but you know what?
Oh,
you know what?
Oh,
I rubbed my ass cheeks on all the fucking two or three of the tacos in here. You just don't know which one.
So it's going to taste just like it normally does?
Yeah, it's going to taste like a Taco Bell taco.
Pretty much.
All right. Oh, so we got other
stuff to do. Again, we do have the super huge, colossal, oh my God.
Get on that mic like it's a fucking big black cock,
sorry,
will you?
I didn't, you know, I'm wary of getting on it. We do have the super huge, colossal, oh my God, I can't believe it, enormous announcement tonight.
Yes, this
that
is
will
so
be
awesome.
Tonight. We also have discussion. We are live in a porn studio. There will be porn shot right in the next room.
Dude, right in the next.
I think I'm gonna grab the wireless mic here in just a little bit, and we'll see if we can maybe go in during the middle of the scene and interview the beautiful young woman as she's being
violated,
well, railed, or
fucked.
What, like I said, drilled like the Alaskan coastline.
Ew.
Or as Reverend so cleverly put it, someone slamming through her back door like the crack team or like the SWAT team at a crack house.
Sounds like a plan. So let's see. There's a lot of other stuff I wanted to go over, but you think I can remember any of it?
I don't know. When's our first break?
We're going to run our first break. Actually, we're going to run our first break in 15 minutes. Oh, we've got about 4 minutes to go. Actually,
wait, in 15 minutes, we have 4 minutes to go?
At 15 minutes, we have 3 minutes to go now. Don't worry. I've got my timer up.
Okay.
So I do have to say the first music break, actually, big thanks to Clizzo. Clizzo sent me a mashup. He sent it to – I don't know if he sent it. Well, he probably sent it to radio at spankwagon.net, which is the email.
Wait, what's that email address again?
Radio. I put it back.
Wait, what is it again?
Radio at spankwagon.net.
I'm sorry, one more time.
SWR at spankwagon.net.
You see, that's called a segue.
Oh, okay. Not well, I thought that wasn't a segue.
Steve,
more
the one-legged wonder kid gets.
Speaking of like segues and how to do bumps, friends of ours who do the View from Vegas podcast on LV Rocks.
Oh, he's still wandering around.
He's still wandering around. Friends of ours who do the View from Vegas, do they not have the absolute positively best reset?
Oh, Jamie. Jamie is phenomenal. When he hits that reset, it's bam every time. And I just hold up the sign that says reset. He hits it. The guy's a pro. He is a radio pro. And for those of you that don't listen to the View from Vegas podcast, it's a sports betting show here on LV Rocks. Absolutely tune into this because Jamie, one of the guys on it, has been invited back for round two of America's Got Talent.
Nice.
That guy can sing. Apparently, we left too early the other night, too, after the podcast show.
Yeah.
Jamie got up there and belted out Ramblin' Man. It was, him and I, we probably spent about 20 minutes going through the book looking for stuff, and I keep pointing out things. He's like, no one here is going to get that. He wanted songs that he could really just annihilate people with, and he did a phenomenal job.
That's awesome. That is so cool. So, all right. So, again, where we're at tonight, because Spankwagon is still very much homeless, we are at the studios of Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, hanging out here. You know what? And in true Spankwagon fashion,
yeah, there's
ass tacos.
The tacos.
Ass tacos over there. In true Spankwagon fashion, we're in the studio during an evening porn shoot. We saw it earlier as we were setting up. A dude walked in and this hot chick.
Hot.
So we're going to get them on the camera for all of our video listeners, all of our podcast listeners. You can hear how hot she sounds. All right. So we're being corrected here. Oh, okay. I think so. We're doing some planning sessions right now?
Yeah. What we're going to do is we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll have Miss Sunshine Star out here with us.
Very nice. So, okay. So, gosh. First 15 minutes have already zipped right past almost, so we're going to have to queue in 30 seconds.
I can't wait to eat some of my tacos.
You know, I'm holding you now for those 30 seconds before you can have your tacos.
Fuck you, bitch. I'll get up over there.
Yeah, I know. You get up. You guys would abandon me on the mic. I mean, let's be honest.
Tacos and porn, dude. We'll leave
your tacos and porn, you're going to leave me just completely fucking stranded. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Hey, by the way,
that's the way I do things.
Yeah. By the way, one more time, because we just can't say it enough. Spankwagon Radio, we've got a huge announcement later tonight. We
absolutely
want everybody.
Phenomenal announcement.
Everybody who's watching, make sure you are in the chat room. Put in a name. Join the chat room. Airwolf likes it so much, he's in there twice. You know, there's something about some computer users. Murphy, will you please go and do break folder one and play us through?
Spank Wagon Radio. It's like brain damage, except without the nasty head injury.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Spankwagon.net is proudly hosted by CanisHosting.com. For all of your metal needs, it is brutal.
All right, Spank Wagon Radio. Find us online, spankwagon.net. I'm Trencher. Decaf and Murphy both had to run outside to get the wireless kit because we're going to be doing an invasion. So, and they're coming in with the wireless kit. That's awesome. So just so everybody knows, that song was actually emailed to me by Clizzo. Listener Clizzo always catches the podcast, joins us on some occasions, and some occasions he gets a lot of reward for joining us, some occasions not so much so. Either way, though, we always appreciate them, and we appreciate every single one of our listeners. With that said, want to point out to everybody, go to spankwagon.net, join up to the forum. Things are going to be happening. Things are going to be changing. Not only are we looking for a new studio, but we're playing around a bit. All right. So right now, looking at everything, shit, Scope's in the chat room practicing his fucking Russian. Murph, you're back. You're cool. Don't worry. It's all good. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to do this.
Opener right there. What? No, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, I've got one right here. Hey, guys, we are again live at the Spunky Gunk Film Studios.
Yeah, okay, you know what? We have him here.
Spunky. He said Spunky.
Spunky?
Spunky.
Okay, so I've been mispronouncing it all this time.
Yeah.
I'm an asshole. Yeah, come on. Murph, stand up. Let him in. I had to turn the camera first. Me, I've got cables here.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Big Daddy. Nice to hear you on the mic.
You know what? I just like to give my personal friend Murphy a thank you for that Carl's Jr. he didn't buy me last week when he ate that fucking burger in my fucking face and I was starving. And then I go in the fucking rain in a Toyota where you know a black man don't take care of his windshield wipers, can't see shit, go out and get you some Taco Bell.
You did, dude.
With no fucking questions asked.
No questions asked. That's right. Yeah,
this motherfucker came and ate a cheeseburger in my face last week.
Now, you didn't ask me for a cheeseburger last week.
It was a famous star, too. I looked at the rapper.
Decaf, apparently you're a little too loud, so I have to back it off just a little bit. That's okay. That's okay. Guys, again, we are live at the Spunky Gunk Video Films Studio. It is great to be here. Again, yes, we are.
Talk about the bandwidth.
We're still homeless. Yeah, we have amazing bandwidth. You notice... Yeah, I know. You guys will notice the video looks a lot better this week. That's because this week we don't have shitty bandwidth. Now, I did talk to Derek today.
Did he get in trouble for last week?
he didn't get in trouble, but I think it's going to be a while before we go back there. And, you know, he was like, oh, no, come back anytime. I just kind of get the feeling that maybe we... I don't want to say we overstayed our welcome, but we definitely overdid it a little bit there. I know his employees were probably feeling a little harassed, however you want to say it.
By who, you?
Yeah, by me, because I'm the one grilling them over if Derek's jerked off in the back ever.
I ask that every time he's up.
Yeah, I know, but you keep on pounding it like, has he ever, are you sure, Like, shut up.
One day he's going to answer.
Exactly, one day.
That's what I waited for. It's so weird not being in the studio because I don't know, like, you know, I was trained to have the microphone at a certain distance now.
Yeah,
like, I don't know if it's loud,
but we set yours up like this so you could chill, so you can sit back and chill.
I hear a cute white girl.
No.
It's a... She's a hot sister.
Hey, by the way, this is the wireless. Hopefully I sound good. I think I sound great to myself.
The one with the headphones on.
I know.
I can't tell.
I get to be super engineer. No sharing of these headphones. So the wireless is all set up.
Fuck me. Look at the size of that fucking monitor.
Well, no. We did the same thing.
But notice it's got
those are speakers. Yeah.
So it's a little deceiving.
All right.
But he does have the nice TV.
Murph, since I do have the wireless, I will point out this is safe distance, 2 inches from the mouth.
How long before
but
we bring out the
guests?
But
you can do this to the badge.
how long before we bring out the guests?
Oh, he's going to bring her out here in
just a moment.
Okay, in that case, then I want to bring us something. When I text message, this is what I was trying to tell you in a text message, which was just all shitty because my text messages are shitty. All right. I asked you guys, I would say 90%. No, I was just trying to squeeze a lot in. 90% of the time, I text message you guys the same message every time. And I love the response from you guys, right? Because when I asked you about, you know, the show and everything tonight, and we had a studio. I asked if we have studio space, right? He was like, no. He was like, no, I don't, you know. He was just like, you were just simple with your answer, right?
No.
He gave me this big ass thing like, oh, yeah, we're going to go. We're going to go to, we're going to have these girls and this and that. So every time I text message you guys, it's just funny how your answer is always like one word and shit.
Okay, but I got to point out why. You see, there's a difference. Look at my phone. Okay? I've got a phone you talk on, okay? Look. That's my phone. It's simple. There is no keypad.
And then there's
the iPhone. Because you are a very insecure man.
There you go. And
well, yeah, you got the Q.
Mr. Gerald Saunders has the Q. Now, you'll notice as I've turned the camera.
Oh my God.
Hey-o.
Now, what did we say?
You guys said that she wasn't all that cute in that.
Oh, that sure the hell is what we said.
We just need to
stop.
I mean, that's it was cold definitely. Blood. Now, when I saw you, I said, you're a vision of true beauty. See, these assholes right here.
Look at
like,
him crying and sit up on the couch. His ass is falling off the front of the couch.
I can't even sit up.
Your ass is. Yeah, you can't even walk.
So you want to make sure you get about 2 inches from it there.
Yeah, just. There you go. Of course, we could say the typical line.
You do have
line.
To get it right into your mouth like it's a big white cock.
Right in it.
It's just like this shit.
You know, it's too bad we don't have the little lapel mics. Then I'd say like a little Asian cock.
Oh
my gosh. Well.
Is it in?
By the way, rob a liquor store. Damn.
Yeah, that's the Ron Simmons move of the night right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the Asian one right there.
I'm gonna start off with the question that everybody wants to know.
No one wants your creepy questions first.
Introduce her first.
We gotta talk. Find out who she is.
Yeah, before we start asking her creepy questions. Hi, sweetie. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm much better now. Why don't you tell all the guys at home your name?
Okay, my name is Sunshine Star. That's Sunshine with a Y. So. And very two cool. R's at the end. You know, they got to make sure you sign my name.
And do you have a website the guys can check out?
I have a MySpace.
Okay, it's, and what's the MySpace?
me_too_grown_too_sexy_for_you@yahoo.com.
Wow, we'll have to put that up on the page there.
Okay, did everyone get that? I want a transcriber in the chat room now.
Too sexy for you?
Yes.
How you spell it? Because no, seriously, I mean,
it's the number 2.
See, told you.
Oh, then sexy, then the number 4, and then the letter U.
Thank you very much. See, they look at me like I'm crazy. I know that name is hard. Yeah, that name is hard to get. That's what I'm saying. Right, that's why I was like, I know it's got to be spelled a certain way.
For the furious masturbators at home, we'll make sure we get a direct link up to your page there so everyone can see that. So, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I don't know if they prepared you at all.
A
did
little.
They tell you anything?
They, yeah,
because usually any interview we do comes along with an anal gangbang. So,
wow.
but like I said, I'm gonna ask the
go
first
ahead,
question that
ahead.
Everybody wants to know: how long does it take you to dye your hair that color?
Oh,
wow!
What? Really? Wow!
Seriously?
That's going to the gay hairdresser bit, right?
Wow!
Y'all didn't expect that shit.
No.
That's why I asked it. It looks really nice. I like
thank
your
you,
hair.
Thank you.
I admire your style.
Thanks.
So how long?
These guys are a bunch of pervs. So me,
fuck yeah.
I'm just. Let's just
test the perv waters here for a second. Everybody here who gets paid to have sex, raise your hand. Okay. Everybody here who doesn't, raise your hand. Don't be a lying son of a bitch.
Can I come back?
Oh, he's Hayes.
Can I come back in 2 to 4
he
weeks?
Hayes, but it isn't what you think. It isn't IOUs. He gets yes dears. You know, it's not IOUs. It's yes dear. Yes
yeah,
dear.
He leaves cab fare on the dresser for the young gentleman. So, Sunshine, how long have you been in the business?
It will be a month now.
Really?
That's it. Oh, she's fresh meat, boys.
Well, let me ask this: what brought you into the business? What made you say this? I want to do this.
Really, to be honest, it was the money.
Okay.
That I was being, you know, brought to about. So it was just basically the money. And then the look, I'm trying to really, like, turn porn into something totally different. Because once a girl comes into porn, especially being new, they try to change your image into the same girls that's already in the porno business.
Right.
So I'm trying to change it all. I'm trying to come in on my own natural.
Well, in that case, what's unique about your style compared to other girls out there?
The established style.
Everything's natural. Everything's real. So to the eyes, the color. I'm all the way black. So some people would say, no, you're mixed.
I was going to say, like Puerto Rican maybe.
Right,
or
Hispanic, I've got that. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm all the way black. So people just look at me like, no, you're not. You have freckles. Your eyes
she's
are
lying.
Green. And no, everything's real.
That's us guys trying to make conversation because we're too busy staring at your tits.
Right.
We're like, are you Puerto Rican?
That, yeah. The chat room does want to know if the carpet matches the drapes.
You want to see?
Absolutely.
Sure.
You'd like to? Okay. These are my breasts. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Nice.
Hello. Man. Wow.
Those are naturally
they're
beautiful.
Real. Very nice.
Real.
And let me assure you, I know this to be true.
Nice.
Wow. Wow, Sunshine, you are just amazing. Wow. Yay. This is hot. So tonight, what are you going to be doing?
I have a boy-girl shoot to do. So.
And you've only been doing this for a month, so about how many boy-girl scenes have you done?
Well, I've shot for 8 different movies. Mm-hmm. So I did about 7 of them was boy-girl. And I finally did my first girl-girl scene yesterday. So.
And what did you think of that?
It was all right. I had fun. I had a wonderful time on scene. I always have fun on every scene that I do. So.
Were you apprehensive or was it kind of going in, you were real nervous, but it got...
Apprehensive.
Yeah, apprehensive. Triple word score, motherfucker. You know what's fucked up? You look at me like I'm crazy.
Were you nervous
as
shit, or did you just get down?
We went to the same fucking high school. Shit? How are you going to give me shit?
You know, the funny thing is...
I graduated.
I know!
The funny thing is, you're an author.
I know!
Twice published. And apprehensive is a new word?
Anyway, so were you nervous going in, or was it... Were you excited?
Really, I was excited because it was on camera. Mm-hmm. I'm bisexual naturally, so I have
I
a girlfriend at home.
Sorry, that just kind of blurted out there.
But I do. I have a girlfriend at home, so it was just a natural thing. But I was happy that it was on camera. It was the first time.
What race is your girlfriend at home?
She's black also.
Yeah.
She's light-skinned, but she's a little darker than me.
Wait.
Not exactly the black-on-black crime you were looking for, really.
Now, were you with her before you went into the business?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she accepted it, or was she kind of
Yeah, she's
upset?
Accepted, yeah. We have no problems with it. I call her after every scene, mm-hmm. let her know how it goes. So.
After every scene?
Mm-hmm, every scene. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Does she want to get into the business, too, or is she kind
of... She's thought about it, but I'm trying to change her mind to get into it, but she doesn't know yet, so.
Is she afraid that you're going to leave one of these girls that you're... It's got to be some kind
of insecurity. Oh, look at that. We've touched the nerve.
It's got to be some kind of insecurity.
No, it shouldn't be any insecurity because, I mean, she trusts me. So I would never just grab a girl off of a scene and be like, okay, here's my number. You know, I would never do that. So she trusts me.
What if you wanted to bring her back for both of you?
No, we like the one-on-one, me and her. So none of that would ever be asked.
One-on-one.
So.
Wow.
Okay, he's starting to serenade you.
All of those, baby. All of those.
He's serenading
you
white.
Ever. Wow. You know that really? He sings James Taylor every time he does karaoke.
No, Obama is because he didn't know the difference between Wheezy and. You saw that clip, right?
I saw that. I did.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's our president. I love it.
I know.
That is fantastic. So, as far as the business goes, what are you looking to do next? I mean, everyone has something on their list that they want to check off. What do you want to do next that you haven't really had a chance to tackle yet?
What, as far as porn?
Yeah,
or?
Absolutely.
Because
I don't think anybody really wants to know what you're going to be doing tomorrow at the grocery store.
Right.
Unless it's checking melons.
Checking melons, yeah.
Right. Thank you. Sorry. Tuna.
I don't know. I wanted to start doing orgies.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love you.
Hopefully I get into that. Yeah, I want to finally have my first scene as on orgy. So
now,
that
orgy with like 6 or 7
Mr.
girls.
Mr. Joe Saunders, sir.
Or just a direct gangbang.
No, maybe a mixture, like half and half, half guys and half girls, or
half black,
I can do all
white.
Girls. Yeah,
oh,
half
white. She's all ready for all girls.
Throw a few Mexicans in there. So, you know,
just no Asian dudes. No Asian dudes.
You can't see their dicks on camera anyways.
So. Well, you know, I mean, you're fucking Asian dude, a half an hour later, you're horny again, right?
Oh, Trent, that was a great line. I don't know if anybody heard it. Oh, so where do you stand?
Speaking of Stan, can we see your ass?
Sure.
I mean, we got all natural, great tits. Oh.
Oh.
Damn. Oh,
natural!
Oh, it is jiggle. Perfect.
Wow!
Even Bill Cosby said, "Jello."
Wow!
Jello. You're still not getting out of the white arena with that one either. Just want to point that out.
That shit is nice.
The chat room is losing. The chat room's loving right you. Wow! So, as far as what you want, what you're going to do tonight, standard boy, girl. What should the guys at home, if they want to download or purchase this, what do they need to know about what you plan to do tonight?
Really, I just plan on rocking his world tonight. You know, just giving it all to him, giving up everything. So whatever he wants me to do, he's going to.
Like now, Mary J. Blige. So I'm going to give it all to him tonight.
Porno R&B. Genre.
Really?
You know what though? You start doing that, someone's gonna market it. Next thing you know, Lil Kim's gonna come back and say, "I've been doing that shit for years."
and don't forget, we had the porno rap with Bounce Take Bitches.
That's right.
That's true.
Monkey Face, those guys.
So you know, I got to take credit. I started that.
You absolutely
so
did.
There you go.
Nice.
Although I did hear the Offspring were supposed to be doing the complete soundtrack to one film here shortly. Which actually could be kind of cool.
I got a fire girl in front of me, too. I give a fuck.
I know.
Yeah, really, huh?
Offspring my ass.
So, big fucking deal.
Let's go down the checklist of things that are yeses and nos. I think everyone has here things that they want. Anal, yes or no?
Right now, no. At this part. Mm-hmm. Coming into porno business, you really not supposed to go right into anal. Because
is it a 3-month membership or something?
No, she's actually absolutely correct. You make the guys
really
wait for it,
right.
And then that big her first anal scene, and it's
right,
huge,
and that's where all the money starts coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you do it just now and you do an anal scene, they probably try to give you from $400 to $500.
Mm-hmm.
But if I wait like 6 months from now and do an anal scene,
mm-hmm,
I'm going to get like $1,000 to $2,000.
I have a corporate credit card in my wallet with a $20,000 limit. Now,
all right, are you going to go as far as bukkake?
Maybe.
Oh,
I've thought about it now.
Wow.
But I don't know. I haven't made up my mind. That's one thing that's been going in and out. So
decaf.
Literally.
Decaf is the bukkake fan.
Damn.
Every bukkake in, he is all over
bukkake.
It.
Literally.
Absolutely. All over it. He's all over it.
He's all over.
What about you, Trench? I'm sure your porn niche is her doing her taxes or some shit like that.
How'd you know? Oh, you saw my copy of QuickBurks Dirty Sluts Edition. Damn it. Oh, those IRS bitches. Audit me, you fuckers.
Let's see.
Well, okay. Dick sucking.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
full, total. Yeah, like, total. I mean, we're talking deep throat and...
Now, deep throat, it depends on the size of the guy.
Don't worry. She's safe with you, decaf.
But it really do. It really does. Depends on what size the guy is, because I love big dicks.
Okay. Has there been any dicks that you see lately that fucking pants come, you go, God damn, it's just bigger than you ever thought it was?
Well, yeah, it really was.
Tell it caught her off guard.
Right, because it wasn't the length. It was just how fat it was. Damn. It was.
Looked like he had a Coke can in his pants?
Yes.
that truck, 18-wheeler and shit.
You're going to put that in me.
So,
yeah,
you know
right.
Why?
Let's see you try.
Right. So you've been doing this a month.
Mm-hmm.
And you've shot several scenes, done several films now.
Mm-hmm.
What one actor you like, I want to do that again and again and again, or scene or experience?
Nat Turner. Yeah.
No relation to Ike.
Know. You don't know him?
No, I do relation
to Ike. You know Nat?
Yeah, I know his cock very well.
You have personal experience with it?
No, goddamn.
You know his cock well. I can tell you, I watch porn more than anybody in this room, including the people who make it, and I couldn't tell you a single fucking dude. And you can come up with one guy?
Because you don't watch black porn.
That's not true at all. I got some black on blonde shit that would fuck people up
black
mentally.
Black on blonde is just good shit.
Yeah.
So, Nat, why Nat? We'll let these two argue out in marriage counseling.
You really are gay.
What? I guarantee you probably could describe a dick better you could a pussy. Yeah, motherfucker. Shut up. Because you have one of your fucking phone. All right, go on.
You leave Foxy out of this, goddamn. Yes, I have a tranny porn star's pictures on my phone because I love to fuck with people. Exactly. Anyway, okay. Why Nat?
I love working with him. He's a very firm, fun person.
See, we call that a Freudian slip there,
but
honey.
She calls that a career opportunity.
He's very firm.
No, but really, he firm, is. He's a fun steady, person to work with. Hard. Mm-hmm. And he's just...
Mm. Have a hard time walking afterwards.
Oh yeah, every time I hear that name, I just
wow. Oh.
So does he need a fluffer, or he gets on his own?
Oh, he just gets it on his own.
Damn, like wow. Yesterday and shit.
I think she's already going into the zone.
Yeah, no, she's already,
she's already there.
I'm already there.
Oh my god!
And the more and more she thinks of, the smaller and smaller our dicks get and shit.
Like, I know. Oh, please. I've got 3 inches of dangling fury. Like, I'm going to do it.
I think I finally got mine back from the mail.
I am hung like the
I got mailed back to me,
boy.
Finally, from the Midwest.
Yeah, mailed it back from the Midwest.
They finally got mailed back
now,
from the Midwest.
Trencher is single. He is single, and I can tell you he's never been with a black chick before.
Nope.
And he has no idea what he's missing.
No, you don't.
No.
You really don't.
Because Nikki fucked me up. She, I will admit it flat out. Oh, God. She messed me up. That, you, no.
No.
No. There ain't no coming back. There ain't no coming back. Oh, God.
We're doing good. Chat room's doing good. By the way, go ahead and tell everybody who you are one more time.
Sunshine Star with a Y and two R's.
And we will post all the appropriate links on the website here soon.
Yeah, as soon as we get them. No, most definitely put them on the website. One more time, though. We got to see those wonderful tits.
She has got a phenomenal body. Look at
it's
that.
Like perfect.
Oh,
damn.
Perfection.
Damn.
Oh!
She's sassy. I like her.
You can't improve a perfection, my friends. Damn.
And the audio guys in the chat room are trying to impress each other with the kind of microphones they have. You guys fucking suck. You know what? No, now you guys have to look at Trencher. You don't get to look
you
at
don't
sometimes.
Get to look at that. At this beautiful woman who's sitting next to me, and you
get
to look at me now.
She's going to show her ass one more time.
Oh,
for,
yeah. For just
for
us.
Just for us.
And we'll let you get back to work.
And nobody else gets to see shit.
Oh, look at that.
I just, like, bounces naturally. Like, stands up.
Does anyone have a corner? Anyone?
I have to give him a little.
Oh, look at that. Look at that.
You know what's funny? It's like most of the time you see girls trying to shake their ass. She stood up for the chair and she was like,
I would wear your ass like a hat. Oh my God.
Oh, by the way, the chat room. The chat room's desperate, man. I think, well, here's the thing. 1077X, one of our syndicates out of Alabama.
Uh-huh.
Alabama.
He was mentioning earlier that tomorrow isn't Valentine's Day. It's Singles Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
And that he is pretty much going to jack off to you tonight.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
The afternoon.
Maybe for a while. He wants full frontal.
So, he's going to have to wait for that. He's absolutely going to have to wait for that because... Yeah. Yeah. She's got a job to do.
Yeah.
I sure do.
But
I sure do.
We have her co-star who's going to sit down with us for a few minutes.
I was getting kind of camera shy.
So camera shy? Wait.
I thought the mic would ease me up.
Okay. There you go. Well, in that case, you'll want to get on it like it's a big black cock.
Goodbye.
Nat Turner in the house? Nat Turner? That.
Stunt cock.
Oh, hold on. Right, that's still trying to fit in the door. Hold on.
Sideways.
The one thing that doesn't exist here is gay for pay. That doesn't exist here now, right?
Yeah.
we've enforced non-gay for pay audience. Just let everybody know that, right?
Hey, it sounds like our rule. You know, whatever studio we're in, it's a no cock rule.
No.
Well, this is different.
This is different. So
we're in someone else's studio.
You never know what's going to happen here. Wow. Now, sir, the guy's...
Sir. Sir.
Again?
You went from the greatest...
You gotta stand. You gotta stand.
Wait a minute. Is it that
great? No. Everybody here...
I don't know.
I'm Gerald Saunders.
Let me justify the respect.
I'm Gerald Saunders, sir.
He's right.
This is Thomas.
Murph, get on the mic.
This is Thomas. Again, everybody here who has sex for money, raise your hand.
Wait, Murph, put your shit down.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Put your shit down.
What the hell?
Those of us that don't. And here. So there's an obvious sign of respect happening there.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, okay, guess what? You get to have sex with her later, and you're going to get a paycheck out of it.
Ooh, I'm so glad a white man gets to say sir. Don't be right off the fucking hook. I'm about to go home now, shit.
And I don't even have any military background, so I even feel higher. I even feel better about that. Yeah, you're right. It's hard to believe that a paycheck can float my way after Sunshine Star. But
do you ever feel like you're robbing somebody at that point?
Yeah, it is definitely a robbing situation, because when you think about when you wash dishes, when you bust a table, when you maybe took bust a nut. And yeah, to all those union workers out there, but yeah, no, that's absolutely true. When you think about anything else you could do. I think a couple guys, I remember they said a lot of times they'd say stuff like, you know, when you think about guys having the professional that they want, the professional lifestyle or the life they want to have, when they say athlete, rock star, porn, porn comes first.
Right? Sorry, this is right? For you.
I mean, yeah.
Wow. So, Thomas, how long have you been in the business?
We are vastly approaching 8 years now. 8 years. Mm-hmm. 8 long years.
So what got you into it?
God guys? Damn it! My life sucks!
No, good question.
I'm going to cry myself to sleep.
You know how they're always saying girls have to, you know, oh man, I got to pay some rent money or something like that? Well, I'm here to tell everybody. No, that's...
So before this you were a pizza guy.
And a plumber. And the cable guy.
I really... But let me tell you, nothing was better than that pool boy job. Except when Elton John requested me.
Oh!
But I had to take. But I need the money. You know. No, what I
mean? Little boy blue. He needs the money.
Wait, Lenny Clark.
I get paid.
No, Lenny. Go back then. Lenny Clark said it best. Right? He said, "Hey, I blew a guy once. I needed the ride. Okay, so I didn't need the ride." But yeah, that to answer your question, yeah, it was one of those situations where there was an ad. Vegas started getting maybe a few other producers in town, started becoming a little porn knowledgeable here, and companies started popping up.
Porn knowledgeable.
No pun intended.
I love that. I'm going to think of a fucking book out here.
Porn knowledgeable.
I am so writing this shit.
How could you? Yeah, we're rewriting the history books here. How can you bring, you know, any kind of traffic or any kind of people into the porn business here versus L.A.? And that's kind of what's going on. People just started... Hey, you know what? This isn't a bad place. I cut down on taxes, no state tax, low funding, you know, and all of a sudden, good idea. Two for one. Everybody comes here to party.
Speaking of which, when you do go to the tax man, you have to tell him the profession.
He just goes in there. He goes there, pizza guy.
At least I was right. In that video last week.
I literally go in there straight face and I say, I like the clean pools, you know, and I like to get other things clean too. But
this
yeah,
motherfucker can deduct Viagra. Can you believe it? You know, life sucks.
And you know who can't deduct Viagra?
Bob Dole.
Rush Limbaugh. He cannot. I feel bad for you, Rush. You're gonna have to stick back to the pain pills.
So this is tonight. Is this your first time with Sunshine?
This is the first time. We just met about 15, 20 minutes ago, because you would not return my phone calls for the last 3 years.
Oh!
He's been waiting 2 years, 11 months.
Time. Stock in
yeah! Yeah, what you got against Hawkins?
Look, for once I'm not waiting for the rest of jokes. This is great! Greatest show ever!
No, we just met, and you know what?
Shit.
Anybody from the Midwest, I'm from the Midwest too. Mm-hmm. Of course, if anybody from the Midwest looks like this, it really don't matter where you're from. But the point is,
I have a chance.
I have a chance,
Iowa boy. Yeah.
Little secret here too. She told me she loves guys with headsets. In fact, you're the only one wearing a headset. So you got to have something under there, right?
I don't know about that.
A multi-surprise.
Wow. So you've been in the business 8 years.
8 years.
What's your resume? I mean, where? Who have you worked with? What have our guys possibly seen you in? Or at least the lower half of your body? Because anybody who's looking at the dude's face,
I am the fun. Crop king. I'm Mr. Crop King. Oh, I know that torso. by the way,
penetrator too.
Wait a minute, they don't even see the gun. I was told I could find Zatakana here. Actually,
wow.
Actually, you know, I've done a lot. Most of the stuff here, specifically since we shot in Vegas. Shot out of L.A. I'd say early on when I first got in business. Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff has been website oriented. So, am I allowed to plug a site?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Plug away.
I don't want to plug anything else. I just want to plug
a site. A little bit later.
No. This is to pump up for Sunshine too, because tonight, what we'll be shooting is what we've been shooting majority of the last 5 years, specifically, and that is blackteenseeker.com, which is hot, sexy, young black girls with white guys. It's an interracial site. And so that would be the one. That would be the main one. So that would be the site that would say that would be
so
majority facial, of our focus.
So you're going to give her a facial tonight or what?
Once or twice. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's
if I can control my aim, you know. And by the way, any guy that says he can control it, he's fucking lying.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
You pissed me off. I'm aiming for the eyes. That's all there is to it.
No, you know what?
Sorry, honey.
You know what I'll say? There's one difference about shooting for this site, because obviously we focus on black women versus white women when we shoot with the white women sites. Tanya, black women, eye, nose, earlobe, anywhere else on their body. If you get it in their hair.
Oh!
If you get it in their hair.
Wow.
And, you know, that's about the only golden rule you learn so when you shoot for with the black females.
Black girls. Right.
Shoot me in the hair. Fuck it.
Right. In between my toes.
But not the hair.
Not the fucking hair. So, yeah, hair is, and we know, it's avoidable.
You have the rest of the face, right?
Right, because chances are, if I do get in the hair, this will be my last scene ever. Not intentionally. Kind of like Chris Rock said when he hosted the Academy Awards. Welcome to the 77th and final Academy Awards show.
Oh, wow. No. The chat room is definitely bouncing there.
They're loving this. They're absolutely right. Loving this.
So, now, I got to ask, has there ever been something that you've just, other than gay, of course, you've said, no, not happening. I cannot be involved in this. You know, other than, you know, the illegal stuff and the gay. Has anyone ever come to you and said, okay, this is what we want you to do?
Yeah. Well, I've got to jump in here because
Mr. Gerald's on.
We've shot some stuff here that I've shot for whatever sites that hired us to shoot.
Yeah, you're a shooter, my friend.
But Eric, I mean, Thomas was the male talent. And there's some things that this guy's done that I can't honestly believe anybody could
he did a javelin throw off his dick or what?
No.
Well, you see, he can break dance. No. And he spins on his cock.
No, not that. I mean the ladies that he's worked with. I don't know how it was humanly possible that Thomas was able to do this. And I'm going to let him tell you because I know he knows where I'm headed.
Oh,
well, yeah.
Loose-fitting pants, huh?
Brings up some great memories. What Gerald's referring to is that what is you look at Sunshine, and to me, you see every guy's dream.
Oh,
you see
absolutely.
Hot, sexy, beautiful, gorgeous, in her prime. And what's happened
Uh-oh.
Is, demographically, the market has gotten so out of control, so, you know, straight, I mean, so the range has gotten so widened, literally, that the key word here is that the BBW market, the thick girl market, has exploded. Again, no pun intended. So, so what's happened is a lot of clients, believe it or not, would have trouble saying they're competing with the sexy women that look like Sunshine versus some chick that plays for the Cardinals. And
okay, I'm throwing a flag on that one.
What do you do in your real job? I pass protect for Kurt Warner. So, you know.
Not like a woman shouting, dude.
Right.
They're walking in the room.
Is Thomas here? So, yeah, so then you kind of walk in going, oh my God. Who's getting fucked today? spin it any way you want.
Oh, shit.
So, you know, what Gerald's referring to is, yeah, you got to take one for the team sometimes. And now, I'm not, by the way, I'm not putting down the bigger women. I'm not. I'm just saying, again, the market has, you know, become expansive to obviously all faces.
I mean, really. Rick, hold on, let me get a shoulder blade.
Well, no.
Leaf blower.
I've got to say, there was this one time where the only question I could think is, what wrinkle is it?
Oh!
No, I'm serious. This girl, am I lying? There's this one girl. She was. We had a hard time even getting her on that couch.
So pretty much
this couch.
Yes, so that couch you're on, Murph.
So pretty much we jizz in her stomach. You watch it go down the go down the
like
heels.
Slink.
He said it got from her tits to her pussy in about 2 hours, guys.
Yeah. Picked up a lint ball or two on the way.
That problem is, it had to stop, take a break, have a lunch, and then start up again.
You get a little bra sweat on the way down. You know.
But I
I've never
but
seen
I will.
A jizz bubble dry out on the way south.
But I will say, in all honesty, a lot of those girls are some of the best girls that we've worked with.
Yeah, well, nice because they're appreciative.
Well,
no, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
No, you're right.
They have great personalities.
You're exactly right, though. You are exactly right.
Yeah, the sexual expression by those women is what am I writing a book? But during the second
sexual expression,
the energy, the intensity. They bring it. They bring it, and they bring it, and they bring it, and it keeps coming. It keeps coming. It keeps coming.
And then they roll over, and you're begging for air.
Yeah, but that's the one deal is. Yeah, the appreciative side is that key word, which is the fact that they're going to really turn a good scene.
Fuck by that pussy.
Are you making requests?
Right. There's two things to worry about it. The two worries are, like you said, it's...
Other than, of course, the obvious safety hazards.
Right. The first is when OSHA comes in and, you know, wipes the lane.
Is this a load-bearing structure?
Hey, I'm here for my scene.
we do have safety concerns here once in a while because we are on the second floor.
Right, no, the safety concerns are, you know, you sit there and you, like you said, the term fat pussy or it makes a comment. But then it's like, when you do find it, are you worried that it's the Lincoln Tunnel? Hello, hello, hello.
Like trying to give a tic-tac to a sperm whale?
That third air award, he can fuck your friend the fucking door.
But see.
I got it, dog. Hold on.
Right. No, but keep in mind, it's because Gerald and I shoot what we would say is old-fashioned porn. And what I mean by old-fashioned is old-fashioned was...
Y'all got the real shit.
Well, you got...
You can't green screen and make her ass skinny. There's no CGI for that.
You think about who turned the 80s. You know, you think about Ginger Lynn being the first contract girl. You think about Misty Rain, the hottest chicks, the sexiest chicks. And then... It just got bigger. And so that's probably the difficult thing to answer is it because guys were just getting bored? Would you get bored of Sunshine?
I go for a round of no, absolutely not.
I mean, really, really.
I'm happy.
All right, then I have a question. So does any of your friends come up to you and say, God damn, you fucked the shit out of her, dog?
Yeah. Well, actually, somebody I was working with, this guy was I was actually working another part-time job in promotions, and I was working, and he was from Hungary, spoke English, but he had a real strong accent, and he was a real big porn connoisseur, and he sees everything, and so he saw me on something with one of the bigger women, bigger gals, and all of a sudden he comes up to me and he says, Eric, what were you doing? You know, and I said, and his name actually, I'm not giving it, his name is Zoltan, which is actually a popular name in Hungary, I guess. Zoltan's kind of like Bill or Ted out here. And anyways, he just was, you know, yeah, saying, I didn't really know what was going on. So I couldn't.
I feel your life, my friend.
Which I said, oh, just ask Gerald. He was having the same trouble. That's why we use four cameras.
With a wide angle
lens. Right. With a gigantic wide angle
actually,
lens.
It's just a panorama. They tape the four cameras together and going wide.
Now, after a scene, and it's gone really well, between you guys, you and Gerald, is there a high five, or do you guys go for the sports? Does he slap you on the ass? Or is it in the case of the Cardinals where you reach up and you grab the guy's ass? What the hell was that?
What the hell was that?
Yeah. Actually, after we do the scene, I actually follow the girl and look her ass.
There you go.
And we literally, that's the fact. So.
That is outstanding.
Yeah, no, it's you know, it's one thing if you've worked with a producer for a long time, mm-hmm. and you have that, you know, comfort zone and so forth, but we have that. Except what's kind of amazing is you can have that for years and years and still if you're filming and all of a sudden you're the left part of your pinky toe somehow hits his shoe, it turns you off. So, you know what I mean? Totally unintentional, but it's just a guy thing.
Don't look at my dick, don't look at my dick, don't look at my dick, don't look at my dick!
So you guys can't stand side by side and shit?
I'm just saying it's just funny because, yeah, right, we just keep the don't touch rule. And but I mean, it's true, you're right.
But then wait, I can see it too. And your balls touch. Oh. And then you have that uncomfortable conversation later.
No, you know what? I tell you, I still think about this day. I think I had participated in a couple of DPs, and I
participate.
You know, like he was unwilling.
We say participate like a company fair.
Right.
You participate.
I was given a script, and whenever I see the sides of the show.
Let's just clarify. You cash that paycheck, right?
Winner!
You know, yeah, you gotta admit, certain things come up, and you say, this is where masculinity draws the line. You know what I mean? It's just certain things are going to, you know, maybe... You're not going to take that next step.
All right. You know what? I hate saying it, but we've got to pay our bills.
We have the super extra colossal announcement.
Huge announcement. We have some new members in our chat room. They'd love to see your tits and ass again.
No DP.
So for everybody in the chat room, as we take it out to break, look at those.
God damn.
It gets better.
That is a nice ass.
Jiggle, wow.
Nice ass.
Now, is there anybody watching? One last question before you guys fade. Is there anybody watching that would really want to go to that other market?
Sadly, I think maybe
one or
two.
I'm just curious.
I know one of our sick fucks is going to want to see some fatties. I don't know what's scarier, fatties or G-MILFs. G-MILFs really kind of freak me out.
G-MILFs.
Yeah, when
grandma,
you get, the 65 to 70 crowd, yeesh.
Yeah, it's time to give it up. Murph, in the second break folder, go ahead and hit the first playlist. Take us out.
Damn, look at that ass.
I know, it's a great ass.
Great ass is understatement.
Man.
Spankwagon Radio is on the air. God help us all.
Hey, everybody. Trencher from Spankwagon Radio. Just wanted to let you know about our official host, CanisHosting.com. Why, starting off at just $1.99 a month, you can get free support, site builder, and transfer assistance. And even for $1.99 a month, you get 1 gig of space and 5 gig of bandwidth. Go to CanisHosting.com right now. Check out their budget, professional, and premium packages. Again, that's Canis Hosting, C-A-N-I-S, Hosting.com.
You a grand slammer, but you know Babe Ruth. You gotta learn how to relate. I'll be swinging from the pearly gate. I got all the answers, lo and behold. You got the right key, baby, but the wrong key. Ho, yo.
Oh my God. Spank Wagon Radio Online, spankwagon.net. And I tell you that, I gotta
tell everybody what happened during the break. I did not get my cock sucked.
Yeah, I hate saying this, but I gotta tell everybody what happened during the break. I didn't get mine sucked either.
I did.
Motherfucker!
Dude, that don't count. It was fingers.
Oh! Wait, then what was I wrapped on to? Oh, shit.
Like bacon and a hot dog.
I got a bit, though.
Irish asks if all us Irish boys have this hat. We absolutely do.
Oh, a Lucky Charms hat? Yes. So we have a dude in there, fucking a hot black chick,
yep.
And let's see if this works.
Can you hear it? Is it on?
Okay, guys, let's talk about the stimulus package.
What we've done, guys.
We've wired the room,
yeah,
so
we've
if it gets good.
So if it gets going good in there, we're gonna turn it up so you guys can hear what's going on. We can't take the camera in there, unfortunately, but we can at least...
Because we're not paying them.
Yeah, but we can at least give you guys the audio. You get anything out of it yet?
I'm trying.
I'm sure they'll do something soon. So do we want to talk about the super, oh my crap, I can't believe it announcement?
I think we should. I really think we should. It's a very big announcement. It's a very cool announcement. We've cashed in, let's just say once you're a member of the Spankwagon family, you never stop thinking about the Spankwagon family.
Absolutely.
And that paid off today, actually.
It paid off in spades today. I got in contact with,
Dirty D.
With Dirty D. She has some things here.
If you remember, Dirty D was on the show, gosh, a couple years ago now.
Yeah, two years ago now. She was on the dating game show.
The dating game show. We set her up with White Guy Josh,
mm-hmm.
And they went on some dates. And, yeah.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, it didn't work out well.
No, but, you know, it's okay. It's because
epic fail.
That's because she doesn't have much of a handicap or a 93 golf game.
Yeah.
But we love you all the same, Josh.
So what we've managed to do is, yes, the show is still homeless, but while we are homeless.
Oh, this is awesome.
Us three, the boys, as you've come to know us. All three of us will be interviewing Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Ain't that the fucking shit?
That is a shit.
So this is going to be, it's going to be a taped interview?
It'll be a taped interview, okay. Because he will be, this is very strange, Dirty D, she works with the Tony and Tina show, Tony and Tina's wedding.
Tony
at the
and
Rio,
Tina's wedding.
And they've started to get big name people in. One of the people who's coming in to perform is Piper.
So,
you know, I'm going to ask him about the fight scene that they live, right?
Of course.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't expect that. That is the one thing. It's like everyone wants to know anything about that.
So we will have an interview probably in the next two and a half weeks with Rowdy Roddy Piper. Now, for those of you,
dude, the double coconut on Schnucka. Come on, there you can't beat that.
For those of you that live in Vegas or are coming to Vegas and you actually want to see Piper perform in Tony and Tina's wedding,
which seems kind of weird.
It's, you know, they've got a bunch of Tiffany is going to be coming out soon. Barry Williams.
Tiffany.
Yeah, Tiffany. Tiffany.
Oh, my God, dude. I would pay any of you fuckers if I could interview Tiffany. Had a crush on her since I was 11.
Well, maybe we can work into that.
I think I'm alone now. Oh, shit. No,
but if you come to town or you're coming to town or you live here and you want to get tickets specifically to see this, what you need to do is you need to call Diana and you need to call her at the box office. The number of that is 702-785-9030 and tell her that Spankwagon sent you. And please go if you I am almost wanting to see this for myself just to see Piper in a musical.
You know, well, it's not a musical. What it is, it's dinner theater. You basically dinner theater. Yeah, I've gone to it. Like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I've been to it, you know, and it was it's basically dinner theater, and you know, you sit down, you eat a meal that's prepared, of course, and then what it is, it's you're inside the wedding reception.
Okay. Still, Piper's gonna be there.
Well, that's just it. I'm like, what is he gonna do? I'm just thinking, like, how is he
wear a kilt?
You know, if he does it in a kilt, how great would that be?
It'd be fantastic. So, yeah, we get a chance in a couple weeks. Actually, Mr. Gerald Saunders-Sir is a wrestling fan. He'll appreciate this.
Yeah.
And in a couple weeks, we are going to have audio up on the site, audio on the show. We get to interview Rowdy Roddy Piper. How fucking cool is that?
That is nice.
Know,
that was a nice Where's the wire? For us to get
is our bug?
The wireless is in there, bugging the bug.
Is it doing
There's it? Nothing going on right now.
There's nothing going on.
Because he's out here. They're warming up. It's like the Olympics. It's calisthenics.
No, they're picking out wardrobe, actually. Believe it or not, there's you got to wear clothes to take them off.
Okay.
Wardrobe.
Well, that's outstanding.
That's so, actually, you know, Piper. That's cool.
Yeah. If I can interrupt the wardrobe, every room of this studio has, like, panties everywhere, yes. All over it.
Flung all over the place.
It's like, but wait a minute.
Look, right behind Trencher.
Right behind me, there's, look. Like, Dayglo panty collection. And pantyhose.
Turn the camera to the river.
Thanks.
There you go. Some pantyhose. For
woo!
Because, you know, that's what Spongy Gunk Studios is all about.
So, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, yep. About how many films do you think you guys have shot here?
Shelly. Well, I don't think he has enough fingers or toes for that shit.
I really don't know. I couldn't tell you.
For the Black Team Seeker, we probably shot.
Wait, hey, guys.
You come back to now.
I don't know what they're saying. Okay.
For the Black Team Seeker, we've probably shot 80 mm-hmm. in the past 3 or 4 years. For my stuff, hundreds.
Wow.
I mean, because a lot of the things that I shoot are short, 5-7 minute clips. Mm-hmm. They're not necessarily full on scenes, but I mean. God, I mean, I don't even know. There's probably been 1,000, maybe even 2,000 scenes shot here.
So how much jizz is on this couch I'm sitting on right now?
Well, we clean it, you know, but that is the couch.
The green couch of porn.
That is the famous green couch of porn. I'm telling you, there's probably been...
Oh, my God, it's Nat Turner's right here.
I got Nat Turner's sperm in my hand, guys.
Here you know,
now she's running right out here for you.
It's kind of crusty over here. It's kind of... Dry it up.
That's Murph.
Actually,
yeah, sorry.
That was from before when he found out that was the famous couch before you got here. But we actually started talking about a year ago that it's too bad mm-hmm. that we didn't have all the girls that we've shot scenes with on that couch.
Rob at Liquor Store asks, does it glow under a black light?
Looks like a goddamn plutonium reactor.
Yeah.
CSI be like, fuck. Yeah. We cannot determine whose fur was on the couch.
Dude, if you were to turn on the CSI light in here, it'd look like a fucking 70s Dayglo stoner room.
Fuck, half the people work for CSI but have been in here doing porn and shit. They're like, I don't know whose sperm that is.
Goddamn, well, it's on the ceiling.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, if a crime lab came into this apartment, especially in that room or that couch, they wouldn't know. They'd be like,
it'd be like daylight, you know. It's fucking daylight.
I mean, they'd be like, who spilled the fucking SpaghettiO? The ABC.
Little Timmy's like, scratch and sniff. Well, go for it, Timmy.
But about this couch, about a year ago, we started kidding around that it's a shame that we didn't have each girl that we had shot a scene with sign the back of the couch with a Sharpie.
Oh, shit.
Because we have had, I mean, famous, famous, famous girls.
Oh, no. He's going to bring it out.
No, no, no.
He's got to go up to the car.
He's got
to
go get the car to get our famous bit.
Oh, yeah, yes. Do that. Do that. Are you talking about the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, you totally should do that.
Yeah.
But you should do it quick.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know.
But a lot of really well-known porn girls have shot in here on that couch. Or actually been shot.
How many times have you shot on the
been
couch?
Been shot on the couch.
I've shot all over the couch. Well, whoa! And on the girls.
Have you ever, in this chair ever?
Bondage stuff, yeah.
No, clean, it's clean.
Actually, take that back. There's been several scenes of Bounce Check Bitches that I've been shot in that couch.
Nice.
I was getting blown, sitting right where you're sitting. Just so you know.
Hold on, let me immerse. It's feel, good.
You can feel it.
Actually,
phantom blowjobs.
I was doing a scene that was in the Pantyhose Factory 9. And it was a,
Zero Stitches and Jizz Flakes.
I was shooting a scene for Pantyhose Factory 9 with this girl, really beautiful black girl, and we were doing the boy. We were doing a BJ scene there. The next thing I know, she starts ripping the crotch out of the pantyhose and starts fucking me. And it wasn't supposed to be a boy-girl scene. She was just horny and wanted to fuck. So that's
you know what's funny? I know this about white guys, man. When you describe a black girl, it's always a beautiful black girl. When it's a white girl, it's always a trashy hoe or,
no.
Or a bitch or, you know, it's like,
actually,
yeah, so, oh, she's some, oh, that's some hot bitch, some hot, sexy fucking bitch. And you guys know you fucking do
actually,
that.
And he's like, yes, ma'am.
Yes.
All right. Actually, I'm going to take you up on that because if you look at the cover of that specific movie, okay. Pantyhose Factory 9,
okay.
It's that particular DVD is only black girls, mm-hmm. And I call it Pantyhose Factory Volume 9, but it's subtitled Black Hose, H-O-S-E, for pantyhose.
Got it.
Nice.
And Black H-O-E-S right next to it.
Nice.
So all right. Got you there.
All right.
Black Hose and Black Hose.
I think you need to bring your guest.
Yeah, let me go get Sunshine real quick.
Go
for
get Sunshine.
You. Except. Yeah, as soon as I move, that camera's going to be pointing at nothing.
Because boys just joined the chat room late.
No, thank you very much.
You can double mic it. Double fist it. And you know what? You, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Spank Wagon Radio Online, spankwagon.net.
That's goddamn international radio.
You're viewing tonight, Spank Wagon, spankwagon.net. And we are located tonight in the studios.
A porn factory.
Of Spungy Gunk?
Spungy Gunk.
Spungy Gunk Films.
Just what the Kraken says.
His fucking website.
It's fuzzy when I read it.
But, yeah, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, has been kind
Mr.
enough
Gerald
to invite
Saunders,
us.
Sir.
Invite us into his studio.
Yes. Oh,
and this is,
oh my God.
Oh,
why is the
damn.
And why?
Holy
and why
shit.
Why is the camera on Trencher? Thank you very much.
This uniform. Oh, damn.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God. Oh! Oh! Oh, my God. All right.
Rob a liquor store says, sweet Jesus. Lordy, lordy, look at that ass.
Okay, look at camel toe.
Zipper's crying. Well, Sunshine, we have a bit that we do here that
it's the
Trencher feel like shit bit.
Wow,
Trencher's recently divorced, and his wife in her final show of contempt for him and all of us, she made sure that we all knew that she was throwing away her wedding dress.
Uh-huh.
So she had a nice big protected box and she threw it away. Well, it didn't stay thrown away for long. Mm-hmm. I rescued it. Got it, saved it, mm-hmm. And now every beautiful young woman
or ugly guy
that we've had on the show.
We've ripped that shit in half, bro.
even myself, I've worn it. We've had them wear it.
Barely wore it.
So would you help us do just more further mental damage to him and show what a farce his actual marriage was by putting on her wedding dress and then signing it in Sharpie?
And it's showing our tits.
Sure, honey, I will.
It's showing the tits again for the guests.
No, look at that in that shirt.
Oh, you got to show for the guests who came late because a couple guys came late. They didn't get to see the goods.
Dude, they're coming and coming again.
And if they didn't came late, they're going to come now.
Oh, my God.
I mean, Let me tell you, these things are so natural that, Jesus. Let me tell you, they're just natural.
I like, want I'm, your job.
Can I just fresh stay here forever, baby?
You buy those at the Fresh, you buy those at the fresh and Easy store.
All right, this thing's got so many layers to it, it kills me.
All right. And apparently trencher.
No, it just cost me a lot of money.
That's what I meant.
Over the past 10 years. God. Who cares? Yeah.
Look at that. Her nipples are so fucking hard. Too,
I right? know.
That's because I was just touching them, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, here we go.
Oh, no, I'm just going to stand here.
Yeah, he's still married. He wants to make sure he doesn't get in trouble. So
how
now,
big it is. That's just like a cape on her.
Yeah, no shit. It's not a wedding dress. It's a hiding place. It's like a... This is so no. fucked.
No lesbians. No lesbian weddings.
This is for the other. This is for the sequel.
Hey, sunshine. They don't wear dresses at the lesbian weddings.
Nope, they all wear corduroys and
flannel shirts and shit.
I love you.
Hey, wait, babe.
Now eat my fucking pussy.
I put on some Melissa Etheridge.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's beautiful. You know what?
This is my ex-wife's wedding dress. Yes. Wow. Absolutely is my ex-wife's wedding dress.
You and your ex-wife have a That's wonderful great. Relationship.
We get along great.
Oh, she just actually get along great.
Yeah, she just fucking hates me.
So when she threw it away, he made sure to grab it, put it off to the side to...
I kept it for weeks and didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
Is this like Monica Lewinsky? Oh, okay. Anyways.
Wow.
Wow. This is. I never actually saw the signature. Someone said, I love big black. I love fake wagon. Big
yeah.
Black.
Big,
that's Jody.
That's Jody.
Oh,
yeah,
I wasn't there for
Jody.
The show. Fuckers.
I love big black guys.
Yeah, I always wanted to shoot someone in the face with a Nerf gun. There's Holly. I need to be spanked.
And that was her friend with her, the Christy?
Christy, yeah.
All right, so how you feel that wedding dress? You look good in it. It's too big for you, but...
Yeah, it's very big.
That's because it was for a fat white girl, but...
Oh, my God!
Hey, I have a feeling your wife didn't turn down the buffets.
Oh!
You know, I don't know what he paid for. I don't know what cost him more, the dress or the emotional and mental torment he went through for 10 years.
Oh!
His ex-wife only had two hobbies, scrapbooking and making his life a living.
No.
Oh!
And then she got tired of scrapbooking. Wow. All right, Sunshine. Well, thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Help take this
off your so, let's see. We've had porn stars, comic geeks.
Thank you.
Porn stars, comic geeks.
Are you able to show the ass or are you not covered?
You just don't.
I love the ass. I'm black. God damn it.
The fact that she's in.
I've been for a lot of white women, but I do like ass now and then.
There you go.
I'm tired of taking those white bitches to pop my chicken and feed them. Grease, drip to the ass, Grease.
Nice.
J-Lo be your perfected body?
Oh, J-Lo's nice. But I think
I know who he likes. I know.
He's coming second now.
Oh, what's that?
No, I know who Decaf likes the most. Yes, is Lexi Sexton?
Yes.
Oh, Lexi Sexton. Secret. Yeah. So she's got you got a secret crush on Lexi.
Yes,
it
I
ain't
do.
So
it's not so secret.
Hey, wait.
Hey, that's about.
Why is that camera? Is that camera on her ass?
Look, my man.
Yeah. Good.
Look, Decaf having a crush on Lexi Sexton is about like. Me and that one.
You know, I can tell you, I don't know what's going to be bigger, though. Decaf's crush on Lexi Sexton or my crush on Sunshine.
Yeah.
That is... God, look at that ass.
Oh, I know. Zorcer
we are.
Says, nom, 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 nom. I would eat her ass and ask for seconds. I cannot lie.
He's saying my tongue is getting hard.
She has perfect tit foliage.
Oh, I know. Look at that.
Tit foliage.
It's a physics lesson.
Tit foliage.
This is great. But you got to understand, I'm getting the top down view right here.
Yeah. Oh,
it's fantastic.
You know why you're getting that view? It's because it's your ex-wife's wedding dress.
You know the best part about
I finally win.
I have to say this. Everyone's like, oh, you're objectifying. No, here's the thing.
She's objectifying us.
Yes.
You're the ones that are going to shell out hundreds of dollars every month to pay for her. Man,
that's a fucked up shit. Show us respect. Cassie, ask one more time.
It sounds like there's a better chance of Decaf not having a crush on Sunshine's ass. Or is there a better chance of OJ being innocent? I mean, I...
It says, Sunshine star, porn star, can I suck your cock, but you gotta pay me.
That's my girl. I taught her well.
Oh, that's great.
Like I said, we have awesome girls here all the time.
Yeah. All right, I guess we better let you guys get back and start fucking.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Oh, you're oh my God.
Wow.
What more do you expect on Friday the 13th?
See, and that's why I tell you, Friday the 13th is always the luckiest day for me.
Right.
13 right there.
There you go.
Oh, and man. Your Lucky Charms baseball cap.
That's right.
Yep. All right. So what?
I can be without it.
We need to cut to a break. Take a quick reset. You are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
God,
find us online.
That fucking ass.
Spankwagon.net.
That's Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
Thank you, Decaf.
Ready?
Yep. Take us over. Anytime now,
man.
Spank Wagon Radio. It's better than midget porn, but not by much.
Yeah. You know what you listen to? You listen to Spank Wagon Radio, baby. Hosted by Canis Hosting. Now, it starts off $1.99 a month. Even my poor black ass can afford $1.99, nigga. So sign up today, bitches. Sign up today, bitches. Cheap motherfuckers.
Well now, we call this the act of mating. But there are several other very important differences between human beings and animals that you should know about.
Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't
but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Do it again now.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, so let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen!
You have been listening to the best internet radio show ever.
What about the internet video show? I don't know. What are we?
You know what?
The internet
show.
Yes, the greatest internet show ever. Internet show ever.
Show.
Period.
You're not going to find better. You're not going to find better than what we've had here tonight.
That was what the Brad and I would do.
I got the mic. I got the mic up.
You know, like there was a girl I used to work with the customer service.
Nope, it's not porn. They're
just
selfish.
We've got a microphone in that fucking bedroom.
Yeah.
Now, Trencher, myself, Decaf, we've made an executive decision. Ron Simmons is back there, apparently. We've made an executive decision. Folks, tonight, we're running long. It's buffer overrun.
Yeah. Definitely doing a buffer overrun this tonight. And actually, what we're going to do, and I hate saying it, but if you're a part of the regular podcast, you're only going to get us for another 15 some odd minutes. You're just going to have to download the second half So you have to the buffer overrun won't necessarily be a buffer overrun as much as it'll be just another
Rob
Lucas
throws this shit. Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude, you can't cut off a show like tonight. You can't. This has been a great show. We've had a great. I mean, come on, we've got porn. We've had the Rowdy Roddy Piper announcement.
Yes, the big announcement. If you missed it earlier, we are going to be interviewing and having it up on the net, one of the future episodes of Spankwagon Radio. An interview with Rowdy Roddy Piper. How awesome is that?
And then tomorrow, myself, Trencher, and studio engineer will be going out looking for...
Keep looking at new studios.
For homes for LV Rocks.
So, yep. And that's, you know, because as everybody knew, and we've said this before, we'll say it again, Spankwagon Radio is homeless. LV Rocks is homeless, studio-less. And by the grace of, you know, just awesome people, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, this week, Derek from Comic Oasis last week.
Yep.
The week before that, we were out of...
my house.
No, we were somewhere else.
No, where was that his, though?
They were at my house.
Was it at your house?
Yeah, it was my house.
Damn, I'm losing track of time already.
Kitchen Stadium.
we were at Kitchen Stadium. Thank you, everyone, every single one of you. I can't ever say it enough, and I'm like, oh, we really appreciate it. No, I sincerely mean it. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
The fact that you're putting up with us as listeners, watching the videos, you know, going, you know what, though? You definitely couldn't do a show like this from your house.
you could, but I'd be divorced after.
Yeah, you. Can I put decaf in your wife's wedding dress?
My wife didn't have a wedding dress. We got married on a whim.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm going to post the link here in just a second. I'm going to post a link to I did post the video of GRA getting shot in the face.
You did.
With the darts. I'm going to post the link to Dig in the chat room here in just a second. What I want you guys all to do is click on it and then Dig it. Those of you that have Dig accounts, please click the link. Get it more popular. Get more exposure out there. And please, by all means, get out here.
Actually, I'm getting told here that we need to apologize for throwing out. We need to apologize for throwing Zerstor. I can never pronounce that fucking name. And then he'll like us more, dude. What have we given you tonight? We have given you some great stuff. You're just going to have to like us because we provide.
We kick ass.
And we kick ass. Sorry, this is our back padding moment, so you guys got to put up with it because we're also trying to recover our voices. All that fucking laughing. I mean, that's some funny shit,
that
you know?
That's fucking hilarious, man.
So, all right, so spankwagon.net. We want you guys to join. Join the chat room, of course, if you're watching. Also, we want you to join the forums, communicate there. Hey, we even have a porn forum there, so you never know what's going to show up. By the way, did she ever find her car keys, Murph?
Did she ever?
I just got to ask that.
I posted a video in the Not Safe for Work forum, was it today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Of a girl self-fisting. Now, self-fisting in itself is an amazing process. Yes, you never expect to see it.
Is that like boxing yourself?
But very much close. Girl got, I mean, she was flexible. She got all the way up to the wrist.
She's yeah, no
fisting
shit.
Herself. It's like,
look
holy
at your afro, dude.
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck is going on there, dude?
Dude, I don't.
You looking like Sonic the Hedgehog and shit.
That's what I feel like. I got crazy fro hair happening. I love it.
I actually have a question for Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir. Do you ever come up with any of the porn names yourself?
I'm not really.
New people.
For
girls? Yeah, we do that all the time.
So what's the best one?
What's on porn?
Fat Bitch 7.
I mean, there's
no.
Wait,
why would it? The
actors. Female,
girls.
Yeah. There's several really well known girls who just have names that we've made up literally right here in this studio. But one of the one that I thought was really clever was there was a girl who looked like the mainstream actress Julianne Moore. So guess what we named her. We named her Julie Ann Moore.
Julie and Moore. Nice.
Zorster in the chat room says Katrina Cuntflaps.
There you go. But I mean, actually, sometimes we just sit around and make up funny names just for the sake of making up funny names, half of which I don't write down and couldn't remember. But you know,
so what do you like? Look at the girl, their features, and then that's how you choose it, or do they approve of the name, or they say no, I don't like that one, or
well, sometimes, for example, I own a lot of website domain names, and some of them are girls' names, but those girls' names aren't even for girls yet. I just, in other words, I have names already in reserve. So I may say to this girl that's new, you know, here's 10 names you can pick from. Pick one. And the next, okay. And then she becomes Becca Lynn, or she becomes whoever she becomes.
So do these names get like copyright anything, or anyone can?
They can be trademarked. They cannot be trademarked. You wouldn't necessarily do that right off the bat, because the girl may do one scene and quit and never want to do it again.
Right.
And then suddenly 6 months later, when that girl's only done one scene, but that name was really good, well, then you just name somebody else that name.
So you have recycled many names.
I don't recycle too many names, but I have before, here and there. You know, there's the corny names, and then there's the porn corny names, but then there's the names that really sound like it could be really, really the girl's name. And actually, those are the ones I prefer.
Are those the ones that most, you know, more people take to, other than, you know, if you like Dallas Big Boobs, or what people prefer, like someone like Haley Young, you know, because Haley Long is a very,
that's what
Lexi
I mean.
Sexton, you know, is a very taken name.
Well, that's what I mean.
Lexi Sexton.
I prefer Lexi Sexton.
Lexi Sexton.
Haley Sexton, yeah. I prefer names like that that sound like they could really be the girl's name, as opposed to, you know, some Henrietta Big Tits or whatever.
Or this one in the chat room, just, or Hillary Clinton. Or Hillary Clit on. Hey, let's see what's going back in the room here, real quick.
Then if you're going crazy with a toy, because right. They're like,
ooh, they're talking about toys.
While she's playing with herself, oh my god. Guys can't handle it.
Just make sure you don't mic that up when she's reciting the thing that includes her real name and social security number.
Oh yes, yes. Good old fashioned, or not old fashioned, but was that 2257 or 2270? Yeah. Gotta love the laws.
But there was a girl that did some of her first porn scenes here, as a lot have, and she was a cute, bubbly, blonde type girl, real good looking, and she was a, you know, real cute, bubbly, blonde girl, big boobs, natural. She was 18 at the time, and she had been called Missy.
Okay.
Well, we kind of thought, well, I mean, she didn't look like a stunt double for, but she reminded us of Marilyn Monroe. So we called her Missy Monroe. And hence...
Missy Monroe.
Missy Monroe did her first porn scenes in Vegas, and a lot of them were right here in this apartment. Who? Missy Monroe.
Really?
And she got named Missy Monroe right there next to that fireplace. She was initially called Missy Marie for about 4 or 5 scenes and didn't like it. And we said, you look like Marilyn Monroe. I'm just Missy Monroe. Boop, boop, boop. And there you go.
So what about, in that case, what about the titles for porn? I mean, do you like, you try to match it up to anything, or you just like pull it out of the blue, or how you do it?
The titles for the movies?
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean, with mine, they're more reality porn. Bounce Check Bitches. The girls have written bad checks, so it's got to be called Bounce Check Bitches. I mean, it can't be called, you know, Girls That I Made Blow Me, because they wrote a bad check. You know, that's just, you know what I mean?
So, more random sex that just rocks.
But,
episode 5.
Girls That I Made Blow Me Because They Wrote a Bad Check. The Gerald Saunders Story.
That's going to be the name of my book. That'll be the book. Actually, one of my friends who shoots here in town, his name is Simon Sinister. He was going to start an anal series, and he was going to call it The Ass Factory. Well, I was thinking, well, let's do a pantyhose fetish thing before I even really came up with a concept of it. So I said, well, fuck it. I'll just call it The Pantyhose Factory. That way they kind of sound similar. Well, he never even did The Ass Factory, but I kept calling mine The Pantyhose Factory, and that's the one where girls want to be a pantyhose model then blow the cameraman to get the job.
By the way, Toe wants to know if that guy is related to the Sinister Minister.
No.
Speaking of, Sinister stuff like that, last week one of the places we checked out, and this is a huge digression really now, real quick, but it's about our buddy Wes Dim. We checked out that bar. Club Sinister, which is the SRO club, and it has the coolest fucking fireplace.
They have the Beetlejuice fireplace.
They have the Sorry, I'm just digressing because we were looking at, you know, there's some things in the works with that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to share that. Let's see what's going on. Hold on. It's very quiet in there. Too damn quiet. We'll come
Maybe
back
Maybe he killed her.
Oh my God! I just poked really your eye out.
We don't really need CSI here.
No,
but you know, then you'll have some of the companies out in L.A. They'll just do random scenes of random sex or random blowjobs or whatever, and then you know it's sperm swappers 52. Well, you know that's not. I mean that describes what
only
goes
52, huh?
Yeah,
sperm swappers 52. This time it's personal.
Yeah.
So sperm swappers 5, electric boogaloo.
So I mean, it just really depends on how you want to present your market and you know how you want to go after it and stuff like that. You know, the one of the new series that I'm going to do. I'm surprised Thomas didn't talk about it before because he thinks this is the funniest thing he ever heard. But I'm going to probably in summertime start shooting a new series that's kind of along the lines of how I do Bounce Check Bitches. Uh-huh. It's called Blow or Toe. It's a car repossession series.
Oh, hey, wait a minute. Never mind. I'm going.
So then, what's probably the best series or title for a series or anything like you know that you'd film
of me?
Yeah,
I mean that I shoot.
Yeah,
clearly, Bounce Check Bitches. clearly, that
personal favorite, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's true. Funny. I mean, some of the bondage stuff that I shoot is fun and funny, you know, and fun to shoot and whatnot. I have a series called Finger Fuck Me. That's not really funny.
Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, I know you don't like having submissions because then say something happens and it becomes something we can sue you. But let me just pose to you if I could.
I don't have my camera here. You don't really have to pose.
No. Just a concept. A small pitch meeting, if you would. A small show where you have four or five lovely young ladies, all orally talented, coming in and sucking the cocks of, oh, I don't know, say three internet radio stars, and taking loads on their faces while in the green room.
I'll tell you what, I have the perfect name for that series.
What's that?
Spank Wagon Suck Off.
Oh, there
that
you
would
go.
That'd be awesome.
Now, let me tell you.
Oh, guys. It sucks. Whoa. This year we'll share the headset. It's this is good
because you guys don't know. We don't all have headphones on.
Yeah.
Give me those goddamn things.
Can't see it, but we sure can hear it.
You like that?
I can hear it from here.
Now, what we ought to do is have Murphy make facial expressions matching her what she's doing.
I'm just more worried about his hands diving into his pants. I don't want to see that.
I'm more worried about his hands diving into my pants.
You guys all realize at this point there is zero chance of you getting these headphones back, right?
I'll pull the plug, bitch.
Puff give. Puff give, motherfucker.
Wow. See, this is usually inverse of this, where something's happening and the people at home can't see or hear it, and we all can. But this is inverse because all of us have to share the same set of headphones, and all of the guys at home can hear this. See, I hear the mic is getting ruffled, but oh my God,
where is he putting the mic?
I laid it on the table next to the bed.
Oh, nice. Make a map of Japan on the back.
Clizzo says, nothing like live porn in the next room. Absolutely.
Hey, occurrence here.
I swear to God, I just want to take the camera and sneak in there, you know? I just want, oh, my God.
If it was wireless, you could.
Yeah, no shit.
I have the cam in my laptop.
But you're hooked up to the Cat 5.
Fuck. We have the cam in your laptop.
But I'm... well... No argument there. So
anyway.
Well, you know, I'm just going to leave that up in the background because, and I got to take the cans off because I'm going to get so distracted I can't even
give
do
them to
my
me. Give them to me.
Do my own closing. We got to get ready for the closing. So yeah. Murph, why don't we?
So real quick, I was going to finish answering his question.
Let him finish. Then we'll play the outro.
But you had asked me about coming up with porn titles. Mm-hmm. He said that, and I came with that title up as he was saying it.
That's fantastic.
So.
Isn't that amazing?
It's fun, you know.
Spank like a suck off. I like
it. Yeah, there you go.
There you go. All right, Murph, cue that beautiful music.
Well, make sure everyone knows they can stay longer.
Well, that's something we were just going to mention because, see, we may be taking the podcast off, but we've got that in my ears. It's so distracting, dude. Okay, so I can't.
To me now!
The brother or the whitey? So we got to say this real quick, and I'm going to keep this very quiet. Thank you very much for listening, and mad props to everyone in the chat room.
Yeah.
Mad props. 1077 The X, Airwolf, Chizad, Jason, whoever you are, mad props to you. Mr. Gerald Saunderser, I know why you're in the chat in here, but thank you so much for inviting us over.
Oh, you're welcome.
Rob a Liquor Store, mad props. Scope. Good seeing you. Glad you could join us tonight. Toe, you rock. Zerstor, you know what? I won't apologize for kicking you out, just like I don't expect you to apologize for being a dick, but we're happy to have you here. Clizzo, we loved having the mashup. Thanks for sending it to us. Mad props to every single one of you out there, all of our listeners, all of our viewers, every single one of you guys rock. Now, one last thing. Don't forget, spankwagon.net, check out the forum. We're going to get all this shit up online. You can relive and spank all you want to those wonderful tips she has. Also, and that beautiful ass.
Beautiful also, ass is an understatement, my friend.
Shit. Kick-Ass Syndicates, 1077 The X, Door From Hell Radio, Fox FM, KCHost.net. LV Rocks, wherever you are, we'll be there. Are they done? Okay. Am I done? Okay. Radio X UK, Showdown Network, Steel City Radio, Tracks Radio, all of our syndicates, we love you. We appreciate you guys sticking with us through all this. And everyone who's watching the video, we appreciate everything you guys do. Now, Murph.
That being said, those of you watching live right now, do not go anywhere, because this show will continue. Now, on the LV Rock side. Oh my, I heard that.
It came back.
On the LV Rock side, you guys, King Hash will be starting up in a few minutes. King Hash will go live with audio. We will still be live with the video. It's like HD digital channels 1 and 2. Wow. it's a great time to have you on the camera, I gotta say. Do not go anywhere. This show will continue. In fact, we may even split this into two parts for the podcast and make a second part downloadable for all of you. This is just another reason that those of you that don't listen live should really, really, really be in the chat room live for this, because this is just an amazing show.
Yeah. And for those of you lucky enough to have color HD TV as opposed to old black and white crappy whatever the fuck they're trying to get rid of TV, you can see Treasure Bunker.
Yeah, those of you that have your color settings on your PC turned up high enough.
No, I mean like when Batman used to come on, it says in color. Well,
give me that. Let's go.
I know.
And just imagine, that's 4.5 feet away from me. Just on the other side of that wall.
I think I'm going to pound through that wall with my penis in a minute.
All right. What I'm going to do real quick is I'm going to split the podcast. So those of you guys who are listening on the podcast, hey, you know what? Should have listened live. It's always worth it to listen live.
Yeah.
Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.net. We're right? What? No, I...